Welcome to the newsletter for October. Despite there being a week's holiday in the middle of October, we still have much to report. Read on to find out what's been happening and what's coming up. There are all the usual exciting events and important dates of which to take note. Our 2P1 classes enjoyed an outing to the Pizza Express, where they were able to put all they had learned about food hygiene and healthy eating into practice. By the time you read this, P3 will have visited Stirling Castle. This visit is designed to launch P3's study of knights and castles. P1B have been on their visit to Kelvin Grove Park to see all the changes autumn brings. Miss Thompson and the Eco Committee and the Gardening Group have been working with the OPAL, Open Air Laboratories Network, and looking at lichens. By the time you read this, they will have made a visit to Kelvin Grove Park and take this learning outdoors. During the first week in November, most of our P7 pupils, along with Miss Adams and Miss Kernan, will be enjoying a week-long stay at Blair Radic Outdoor Center. Miss Morrison is looking forward to joining them for dinner in the middle of the week. Look out in the next newsletter for a report about all the fun they have. During the first week in October, we had two dedicated science days. On these 2 days, classes had the opportunity to visit other teachers' classrooms and learn about different aspects of science. Everyone found these 2 days very exciting, with the children having the opportunity to share what they learned in class each class at the end of the day. We enjoyed having all our parents visit our classrooms on Thursday the 1st of October and hope our moms and dads enjoyed seeing how we learn. On Thursday, 8th of October, Miss Morrison had the pleasure of attending an awards ceremony in Kelvin Grove Art Gallery in the museum when presentations were made to all the prize winners of Glasgow Museum's Art Competition. This was a very prestigious competition, which was held this year for the 111th time. Garnet Bank had no fewer than 6 winners, all of whom were in attendance to receive their medals. Eva McLeod Quinn, P7 2014 to 2015, received a gold medal as the Pearl Smith Stewart, P5, and Sharon Yang, P3 4. Yaa Einstein Timmerman, P4, was awarded a silver medal, and Amira Rida, P2, and Cole McCauley, P7, were awarded bronze medals. Please look at Glasgow Museum's website to see their work as a virtual gallery, and on the school website to see photographs from the evening itself. Along all these exciting activities, the hard work continues pace. Miss Suleiman and Miss Bell have been learning about coding, a software program that helps teach children about computer programming. Miss Smith and Miss McTaggart are waiting in the wings to learn about this too. Miss Adams attended a conference held for Glasgow teachers about inclusion and equality. Miss Kerr continues with her course on improving our classrooms. Miss Morrison has been engaging in conversation for each of our support for learning workers about their professional development plan. Miss Akhtar helped all our staff to become more familiar with the GLOW email system. In connection with our school improvement plan, the staff have been looking at what and how we issue homework. We've taken the decision to change how and what we issue for homework. Instead of traditional homework activities such as spelling and mathematics, homework challenges will be issued. These will support classroom learning as well as allow pupils to relate classroom learning to the real world. They will also offer more flexibility about how and when homework activities are completed. Please note that we hope that reading activities will be completed regularly. At the end of Term 3, we will conduct a survey of the views of pupils, parents and staff about this alternative method of using homework and take a decision from there about how to proceed. Miss Morrison will explain more about this at the information sharing session on Tuesday the 10th of November. Miss Morrison has been attending a number of meetings, including a seminar delivered by Education Scotland about Glasgow's Improvement Challenge. Glasgow's Improvement Challenge has arisen from the Scottish Government's pledge to close the attainment gap. Miss Akhtar is delivering focused arithmetic mental agility lessons in each class on a weekly basis, which class teachers follow up during the intervening days. Miss Morrison will be speaking more about this on the information sharing session on Tuesday, the 10th of November at 3:30 p.m. as part of our journey to becoming a recognized rights respecting school. Miss Simpson, our principal teacher who is leading us on this quest, has been teaching global goals set lessons in every class. Also, as a part of this initiative, for Term 1, each class worked hard to develop a class charter, an agreement about how members would conduct themselves within the class. Copies of your child's class charter should come home with your termly plan. Please discuss this with your child and find out how these were developed. You'll find out lots more about this and other work by going on the school by visiting our very informant website. This is also maintained by Miss Simpson. Also, on the school website, you should find a copy of the minutes from the Parent Council AGM.